This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, top stories of the day. The New York football Giants, Michael, set to bench Russell Wilson. And they will start Jackson Dart.
That's 3 weeks too late.
Yeah. Did you see Scattaboo's performance on Sunday night?
Scattaboo.
Dude, everybody. Dango. Would you like to have him in a Broncos uniform? If you could take right now, Scattaboo or RJ Harvey, right now, you could trade him straight up. Would you do it?
I don't think I've seen enough of RJ Harvey.
Exactly. But
how dare you run the dang ball?
I floated the idea, Mike, that I would like to see Cam Scattaboo in a Denver Broncos jersey as early as the second round, maybe even the first, and people said, oh, he's awful. That game's not going to translate to the NFL. Yeah. So far, not bad. He had -3 yards in his first game. But he had 45 in the next and 60 touchdowns in the last two. He's on the upward trajectory there. Anyway, that's not the point.
You're Russell, a big fan of Scattaboo.
I like that hard-nose running, man. He's a beast.
Is he Bettis beast or is he like Mike Allstott beast?
Not quite either one of those guys. He's 5'11", 215 pounds, but I'd like to see him. I'd like to see more RJ Harvey, to be honest with you.
I would, too.
It'd be fun.
Two times.
I mean, the Giants are giving their rookie some carries. He had 11 carries against Dallas and 10 carries against the Kansas City Chiefs. Anyway, it's not the story. That's how bad it is for the Giants and Russell Wilson. That's like, okay, I mean, what took you so long?
I mean, I would
Why'd
have
you do it in the first
Russell
place?
Russell Wilson for Scattaboo.
Yeah, I'd probably start Scattaboo at quarterback over Russell Wilson at this stage. Is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer? No, is he?
I'm sorry.
Is he?
He's a Wisconsin Hall of Famer.
Is he an NFL Hall of Famer?
No.
No. Would he have been if he had won one more Super Bowl? If they would have ran the ball with Marshawn Lynch instead of throwing it, would he be in the Hall of Fame?
Because once he got to Denver, people realized who he actually was. And maybe you could say,
oh,
it's the coaching staff. But then you get Sean Payton.
Does that count, though?
Oh, okay. It is not the coaching staff.
Does that count? Is that what you take into account? Or do you look at his numbers and his championships? Because he had great numbers when he was with Seattle. And if he would have won a second Super Bowl in Seattle, would that have been enough?
I think you ask the Seahawks fans, and they knew all about it, and they kept quiet, and we got ripped off.
Is Bill Belichick a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Is it arguable that he couldn't have done what he did without Tom Brady?
I think it's 50-50, 60-40. Meh. I'd give Tom Brady 60%, but I'm going with 50-50.
I always kind of felt like it was 60-40, too. Big Hub says, damn, tough critic on Russell Wilson. Well, he's not a Hall of Famer, Big Hub. He had his chance. He just couldn't do it.
Yeah, come on. He's not. Come at me, Big Hub. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you 40? 44?
Yeah.
You don't look a
I've
day over 50.
I've said this before. I'm Floyd Little's number.
A Eastside Chris Brady rabbit hole question. You're having a presser. Okay, click it here. Come on.
reporters are going after Micah. Would you? Who's Micah? Would you say, come at me, I'm a man, leave the boy alone?
Leave the boy alone!
If reporters were coming after you, I would back you up.
No, well, it depends on what it is.
We're a very brotherly type relationship here where I can be a jerk to you, but nobody else should be a jerk to you. That's
how
I feel.
You hear that, some of the people in the office?
Yeah. Well, even them, they're brotherly too, so they can kind of be jerks to you, but...
Well, I mean,
but nobody
I can
on
be
the outside.
Back, so it's like it's a family environment.
Yeah, well, very.
So back to the question: if I had done something like actually wrong, then I think during the press conference you would need to call me out. But if they were being unfair to me, then back me up.
Press conference would be like, Brady, what did you think of Michael's performance yesterday? And I'll just be like, you know, we got to get him. We got to figure out, you know, we're going to bench him. We're going to go with this guy right now. But we got to get him back into the room and learn a little bit. He's got to learn some stuff. You know, we're not done with him. We got to coach him up more. But we got a film study here. We got to figure out what's going on between the ears with old Michael Kirkpatrick.
He needs a little more pizza and Mountain Dew.
No, probably less of that, if we're being honest.
I didn't
honest,
have
maybe.
Pizza this weekend.
You had pizza yesterday. I saw you eating it in that room.
Yeah, but that was like fake pizza. That was DiGiorno.
DiGiorno's ridiculously good pizza. It's not fake pizza.
I like it, but it's not blackjack.
Houston Rockets star point guard Fred VanVleet has suffered a torn ACL and could miss the entirety of the 25-26 season, according to ESPN. He suffered the injury at a recent off-season workout. Ugh, those are always the worst, man. Former NBA champ, all-star, helped with the Rockets' turnaround from a lottery to a playoff contender in two seasons with Houston. You hate to see that start the season, as we're getting closer to the start of the season. Also, Chargers announced that running back Najee Harris is out for the season, according to Jim Harbaugh. He collapsed on the, it was a play action situation in the second quarter of the Chargers-Broncos game. So Najee Harris is out for the season. Coach Prime thinks Shedeur Sanders will start for the Browns in 2025. He was on Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's podcast, New Heights. He was asked what advice he has for his son. Be patient and be ready. You got to be ready when it's time, but when it's time, you're going to know, and it's coming up. I got a prediction. I ain't telling nobody. I got a feeling when it's going to go down, but it's going to go down this year. He's going to get a shot. Do you think that Shedeur Sanders will start a game for the Cleveland Browns this year? He is the third string quarterback currently.
How bad is that offensive lineman? How bad do they expect their offense to be?
Well, they did beat Green Bay.
Yeah, but that was like 10-7.
Well, it was 13-10, KFKA. Joe Flacco had 142 yards. He was 21 of 36, no touchdowns, one interception, sacked twice, had a QBR of 40.6 and a rating of 55.6. If I'm Cleveland, I'm probably going with Dylan Gabriel at this stage.
Well, I think he's getting a lot of flack.
You can't bench him after
Too
you just
flack.
Beat the Packers. Coach Prime says he's got a feeling
that tonight's going to be a good night for. Sorry.
On a Tuesday? On a Tuesday, Mike?
Look, it's a rainy day, and I'm
I love it.
With this weather.
I love this kind of weather. Do you like this weather, Mike?
More rain, less sun.
Yeah. You're like one of those wild stallions when it's bad weather like this, they just get wild and they run around. Are you like that kind of? You got a little hitch in your giddy up today, I've noticed.
Well, it's because there's a storm out and my knee hurts.
Okay.
Whenever there's a storm out, my left knee is like, ugh, pain.
Big Hub says, yeah, no TDs is unacceptable. Gabriel should start. Yeah, but you can't bench a guy after you just beat maybe the NFC favorite. Right?
Yeah, I'd wait a week.
Yeah, you can't do that then. Cleveland, the rest of the, you know, they have Detroit on Sunday.
Well, okay, maybe wait 2 weeks. Neither quarterback, look, doesn't matter what quarterback you put in, they're going to get trounced. So wait a couple weeks.
They have the Vikings. Then they're at Pittsburgh.
Okay, wait till after Pittsburgh.
Then they're home against the Dolphins, who will be probably in desperation mode.
Okay, so if you play against the Dolphins. Pittsburgh, then put in the next quarterback.
How about at New England?
Yeah, you could beat New England.
Well, I mean, they beat Green Bay. I mean, is that Cleveland defense good?
Offensively.
They gave up 41 to the Ravens, but only 17 to the Bengals, and that was with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow got hurt in that game.
He did. Will be fascinating. Another big story surrounding the world of Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders. I got to say this about Coach Prime. After learning more about what happened, we don't know exactly what happened, but Caden Salter might have had some leadership issues come into question, and Coach Prime benched him for that. And it seemed to be the right button to push. I talked to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, and he didn't flat out come out and say that's what Coach Prime said, but it certainly sounds like maybe that was what was going on, that he needed a swift kick in the you-know-what. And for one game, at least, it seemed to work. Do they stand a chance against BYU?
Oh, no. Mormon's going to run all over them.
There's going to be some tough games for the Buffaloes. 17 minutes after the hour. The Rams made it official. They're going with Jackson Brissot at least for one game against Washington State. Let's talk to Mike Brohard coming up next from CSURams.com. This is The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Games and coverage. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA all season.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You expect me to talk over that?
This one to talk sports.
Oh, wow.
No,
keep it.
They're in front of me, but I'm not.
Blare it up. Let that breathe. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around. Hurt you. Oh, I messed it up. That song can be played a million times, and I would never be sad about it.
Pretty catchy.
It's a great song. Where does that rank in all-time songs?
I don't know. It's not in my top 100.
Well, yeah, because it's not like Screamo and Vampire Blood and all that stuff.
Now, if you saw my top 100, you'd be confused because it's very diverse.
I don't want to see. You came up with a top 100?
I'm still working on it. There's over 100 songs. Looking at the order.
You're working on it? You actually have a list you're compiling and you're putting thought into your top 100 songs.
Yes.
What is number one?
Heart Like a Grave by Insomnium.
That sounds about right. What's number two?
Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Okay, there we go. That's your number two song.
It's my number two. It was number one for a while.
I just want your top five. Number three.
Number three.
He's got his list actually pulled up here. Wow.
Now, a lot of people say that this doesn't count, but the Homesman main theme by Marco Beltrami. That is a original score.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you just said.
Hang on. Let me answer this phone.
Okay. It's probably Brohard. Is that who it is? Is that Mike Brohard? CSURams.com?
It is.
Okay. We had to stall because we were trying to get a hold of Mike. And so instead we had Michael going through his 100 favorite song list. I'm glad we only got to three.
I mean, it's probably the top moment of the show.
We were going to get to 100 if Mike didn't call us back. So thank you, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com.
What were the top three?
Well, first one I don't remember. Something dark and death-like. What was it, Mike?
Heart Like a Grave by Insomnium.
Have you ever heard of that, Mike?
Yep.
Oh, you have?
Not my favorite song, no. Hey, you got to remember, I was doing Maiden concerts back in the day, bud.
Well, then you'll like number two, Michael. Go ahead.
Master of Puppets by Metallica. Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Excellent song.
And then what was your third?
The third one is the Homesman main theme from the movie The Homesman, which is not a very good movie.
Mike?
Never heard of it.
No, okay.
Movie before the song.
2 out of 3. Not bad there. Mike, do you have your top 100 list compiled? Is that something you would ever take time and energy to do?
No, probably not. Okay. I got a favorite song.
What is it?
I think everybody's got a favorite song.
What's number one?
Here Comes the Sun.
It's a great song.
By the Beatles.
It's a great tune.
Written by the late great George Harrison.
You can't go wrong there. It's a good one. Michael, next time, that's the intro for Mr. Brohart.
The Beatles, who are they?
Yeah, see, I have a feeling Mike and Michael's list would be vastly different.
I think so, probably.
I don't have any Beatles, but I recognize their talent and influence on music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well said.
Everybody marches to a different drummer.
Yeah, that's very, very, very true, especially in that case over there. Mike joining us. Mike, obviously, we got the news. We got a quarterback change. Kind of expected it. Jackson Brissot going to get the start against Washington State. Tell us a little bit about Jackson.
I thought you were going to talk about Jackson Dart there for a second.
Well, that is also happening. You know, Jackson Dart getting the start over Russell Wilson. Hey, Mike, real quick, side note, since you went there, is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we're good there. I agree with you 100%. What?
He could be at Wisconsin.
Yeah. You and Michael are clicking right now because that's the exact same thing, like almost word for word, the exact same thing Michael Kirkpatrick said. But Colorado State making the change at quarterback. Mike, how do you feel about this change going forward, at least against Washington State? And I guess we'll kind of see and go from there.
I feel good with it. When you look at what Jackson and Brissot did when he entered the game, he had 2 drives. They both led to touchdowns. Colorado State's struggled on offense, so they needed a spark of some sort. He was 10 of 12 passing. Run game was really good with him. He can make checks. He's a smart kid, 4-time state champion in multiple sports, knows how to win. So I'm good with it.
What other sports did he do, Mike? I mean, I always just like to look at that because I did read that, but I'm just curious. What did he play? Baseball, basketball? Did he run track at all, or what was he up to?
Baseball and football out there in Lehigh, Utah, and they won 4 state titles over those 2 sports.
All right, so he's bringing a resume. We got a sample size of him in this game, and it just, you know, first impressions, just kind of looking at this guy, it seems like, yeah, he's smart. He's going to really play out this offense that Jay Norvell wants to run. Athletic ability, is this the kind of guy that can take off if he needs to? Talk to us about that, Mike. I just want to learn more about JB.
He picked up a key first down running. I wouldn't say he's quite as mobile as BFN is, but he can move. He's solid in the pocket. He has really good fundamentals, throws a really nice ball. He's a very calm person. I love talking to JB. Most of the time, you know, like today when I talked to him, first thing I asked him was a conversation we have all the time is how was his golf game? And he says it's a little lacking right now because he hasn't been able to play much lately. But and then again, you've also got to understand this is not the biggest change that he's had in his life in the last 6 months. He's gotten married. So that's a much bigger change than him being named starting quarterback.
Wow, so pretty big, big year.
He's a very calm dude.
So, well, and you kind of got that sense. I mean, CSU's in a really tough spot there. And, you know, obviously it's an important game. And he looked to really capture that moment. And things, I mean, he was rolling right down the field. That run you mentioned was big, the touchdown pass. It all looked pretty good. And it seemed to calm down this offense. And they were able to move the football.
Yeah, and that's all you really want to do is you want to be able to have drives, move the ball. He was accurate with his passes. He was 10 of 8. He was 10 of 12, right? That's been an area where it's kind of strange to see Braden Fowler-Nicolosi go from a guy who was completing 62% of his passes. This last game was actually his best game so far this year in terms of completion percentage. He completed 53%. That's still a drop that they're not used to. That doesn't allow this offense to be effective.
Mike, is this an audition against Washington State, or do you get the sense that this is the move going forward? You're going to give him – because you got to be careful, I suppose. You don't want to put all the pressure on the world on this guy and say, basically, this is it. You got to show up. Or, I mean, take us through that. Is that kind of what this is, or do you see him being the starting quarterback for the foreseeable future?
I mean, everything's an audition, right, Brady? I mean, if you're not living up to the hype, it's just the quarterback draws the most attention, correct? It's one of the hardest positions to play in sport. Catcher's pretty difficult, if you ask me. But quarterback, yes, very difficult position, so everybody puts all the attention on it. But if Tanner Morley's not playing well at guard, it's an audition for him, too. He's going to get replaced. If somebody's not playing well at, you know, nose guard, they're going to get replaced. It's just not a position that fans look at as much. There's so much attention on quarterback because are we scoring or are we not? A lot of times that falls on the quarterback, sometimes fairly, sometimes unfairly. So, but yeah, he's got to play well. I mean, if he's not playing well, they're gonna find an answer, right? I mean, to me, it's just everything. But Jackson's not putting any pressure on himself in that way. It's not like he thinks if I don't do well, I'm toast, my career's over. He's just going out there to do what he's always done, and that's just kind of guide the offense the best way that he knows how, be accurate with his passes. But I mean, when you phrase it that way, I'm kind of thinking, is he putting pressure on himself? I don't think he is.
Mike Brohard joining us, CSURams.com. And on the other side, obviously, Braden Fowler-Nicolosi. This is an interesting time, too, for a young man. And I know Coach Norvell still talked about, hey, having him take a step back and kind of watching it from the outside, I suppose, kind of left a glimpse of maybe we'll see BFN at some point. And you got to be ready, like you said, that quarterback position, whether it's negative play or injuries can happen. I don't know if you've had a lot of opportunity to talk to BFN. Obviously, it's a tough time. Can't imagine. It's a fun time for him right now.
No, it's not a fun time for him right now. And he's been on the other side of this, right? He's the one that replaced Clay Millen. So he knows how – now he's unfortunately found out how both sides of it feel like, right? He was the one that was getting booed during the game, and that's a tough position. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
He's got to find his way. They've got some things they want him to work on, and obviously he's been good in the past. They think they can get him back to being good. That's what Jay's talking about. Kick back, watch, see what things happen, see how it flows. But he's got to work on his footwork. I mean, Jay talked about that a little bit. The ball goes where the foot leads it, right? And his footwork has not been great mechanically. Jay mentioned that. So, yeah, he's got some time to hone on what he needs to do to improve because now he has to push back to get his job back, right?
Yeah, I mean, what was kind of the vibe at practice today, Mike? Just with all this change,
no different. There was no difference. There was no different vibe at practice. It's not like it's a team divided. I'm really out of the loop, Brady.
It's okay.
People keep asking me if I'm Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah. I think that's what it is, and I have no idea what they're talking about. So it's not like this. It's not like half the team is Team BFN, the other half is Team JB. It was just practice as normal. It was Jackson getting most of the reps at one instead of just some of them, right? Did I throw you off with this whole thing there?
It does. Well, I mean, you always throw me off. But no, I mean, you expect everybody to kind of – you're not going to get a bunch of people, I suppose, coming up to you saying, Mike, this is a terrible move. You know, this is just awful. I would imagine you're getting guys saying, yeah, we're going with this, you know, coach's decision. I heard Jackson Brosseau's comments after the game. on the radio network on the way home, listening to him talk about, yeah, we agreed with the decision to go for it. We agreed with the play call. But do you get a sense of, like, guys are even more so, like, a little more excited, wanting to talk about the opportunity for Jackson? Or is it more of a business-like approach?
It's very business-like approach. They just want to get the offense fixed. So I talked to Aaron Karras after today's practice. Their whole goal as an offense is to try to make it as comfortable for JB as it can be. But they also have to get used to him. He has a different rhythm to his cadence, right? He has a different rhythm to how he sets up in the pocket. There's certain little nuances that they as an offense have to get used to that Jackson does, that Braden didn't, and that's what they're going to work on this week. That's what they're focused on. The focus is on we need to score points to win games. The defense played great. Yeah. They held a team to 17 points, half of their average. That's a game. In this day of college football, if you're holding a team to 17 points, you got to expect you're going to win, especially when you don't have any turnovers, right?
Yeah, but sure. Mike Brohar joining us, CSURams.com. Big one coming up, final conference game of the season for Colorado, or final non-conference game of the season for Colorado State, going up against Washington State, although a future conference opponent there. I believe the last I checked, the Rams are favorites in this game. I mean, there's pressure on this game. We all know what it, you know, you got, once you get into the conference, that's when everything really ramps up. But if you can get out of this with the quarterback change, the weird thing that happened in the UNC game, if you can get out of this at 2-2, suddenly maybe it doesn't feel like the sky is falling all so much.
No, I mean, that's what you want to do, is you want to take some momentum into conference play, right? That's exactly what you want to do. You've got a third straight home game. You should be at your highest peak in terms of comfort level because you haven't had to go on the road in a while. You're going to have to go on the road next week. You're going to end up playing on a Friday game, right? So, yes, you want to come out of this game in your final non-conference showdown against a future conference opponent feeling really good about the direction you're headed.
How do you feel about the Mountain West at this point, Mike? Do you look at it and say, you know, it's Boise State, it's UNLV? Like, who do you see right now as we're getting closer to conference play kind of standing out?
It's wide open. I think there's so much opportunity for a couple teams to really – surge forward and lay claim to what they think they can be. I don't think we've seen the best of Boise State. I don't think I know UNLV's 4-0. They've had some close calls. Their defense has given up some points. They're open doors. Somebody's got to step through the door, right? And that could be Colorado State. If they get their offense fixed, the way Tyson Summers' defense has been playing, there's a door open for them to walk through.
Well, we'll see if they can, take care of Washington State this weekend. And then we approach a very interesting conference schedule, because I tend to agree, it does kind of feel open at this stage. Maybe some surprises, too, like Hawaii is not a bad football team this year. They could be interesting.
No, and I think, especially in this day and age, at this level where you're going to get – you got people that were key players for you before that have left. You go into the transfer portal, and you're filling some gaps. So it's going to take some time for some things to really fall together. I don't think it happens just in spring, and most of the time you don't even have all of your transfers available to you in the spring. They're coming in the fall. You've got to work through – I mean, teams are going to have injuries down the road too. I mean, Colorado State's already kind of dealt with it a little bit. You know, when you take Jackson Warren out of the lineup, it looks a little bit different on offense. So there's going to be some ebbs and flows. But I think some teams are going to start gaining some traction on who they are and how they go about things. And as people get more and more comfortable in whatever systems these teams are running, then you'll see some teams start to play better.
Mike, any updates on Jackson Warren since you mentioned him? How are we feeling about him playing this weekend?
I haven't asked anybody about that, so I don't know where his situation sits. So I guess we're just going to wait and see. It could be some, you know, it's what they do with a lot of these players is they'll take it into game time and see how they're feeling right up to that point.
All right, my friend. Mike, always appreciate you. You stay dry out there, okay?
I stood out at practice for 40 minutes today in the rain and watched practice and took copious mental notes. And so, yeah, I'm drying off now as we speak.
All right, man. Well, take care of yourself. We'll catch up with you next week.
You do the same.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. It's interesting. You know, he's saying the vibe is not really changed at all. And yeah, I get that. I mean, these guys go through this stuff all the time. They see a quarterback struggling. They probably anticipate it happening. I would imagine it was in the back of their minds after the UNC game. And then once Coach Norvell opened it up to a quarterback competition in the bye week, it's there. So it's not a major shock when you make this decision. 1240 the time. Let's jump out real quick, Michael, and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You forgot to press my on button. You didn't press the on button.
I did it on purpose, Brady.
I came in with a great intro. A great intro, and nobody heard it. And now I can't remember what it was.
I did it on purpose. Your intro was so great that it was going to outshine everything else, and I had to make sure it was even.
You are one of the best. You're one of the best producers. There's no question about it, man.
Yep, it's a fact.
Big City Roadhouse. I love this place. Kind of jealous. My friend Tanner is going to Big City Roadhouse today. During the show, too, and that makes it even more difficult because I can't break away. We got a program here that we got to stay committed to. But, man, seriously, have you guys been there yet? It's where Cables was, and the owners were in with us. They were awesome, Cleta and Dawn. I think they might be jumping on for wine at 9 with the Good Morning NoCo fellas. But so far, I've had the wings, a couple different styles. Ridiculous. I had, what else? I had the pizza. The pizza's the go-to. I want to make it a mission, though. I'm going to try everything on this menu. I mean, they've got nachos. They've got chicken wings. They got tater tots. They got steak. They got the Roadhouse burger, bacon, grilled onions, sautéed mushrooms, lettuce, tomato, green chili sauce. You can get choice of cheese, potato bun. That's ridiculous. And they have the Big City Burrito as well, which we didn't get to try because Michael came in and snatched it away and ran into his little cave.
I warned you ahead of time.
Jalapeno cheddar tortilla, cheddar and jack cheese, fried seasoned potatoes, tomatillo sauce. Is that how you say that? Ranch, pico de gallo. Ugh, I got to quit reading the menu. Big City Roadhouse. Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. Here in Greeley at the Old Cables location. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Getting text, he said Chris says Shadur will start game 17 for Cleveland. Yeah, maybe. Makes sense. McLean just joining in on the show. Is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer? No, he is not. You know me, guys. I have a very strict Hall of Fame, so you should have known that Russell Wilson wasn't going to be in it. Texter from the 970, has anyone really pressed Norvell and why he didn't make the quarterback change sooner? BFN hasn't looked good in a very long time, and when he came out looking flat against UTSA, they should have told Brousseau to get ready at halftime. I thought Norvell switching from Millen to BFN showed some nerve a couple years ago, but this time he was at least a game too late. Yeah, I thought he was a quarter too late. You know, Kevin Lytle told us all week that, and not that Kevin was wrong, he shouldn't have been wrong, but that BFN would be on a very short leash. It was a lot longer than we thought because Braden Fowler and Nicolosi looked pretty bad. And then finally in that fourth quarter, we got to see Jackson Brousseau and you went right down and scored. So it's actually a good decision that actually looks like a bad decision because you made it too late. And so then you get Rams fans going, well, what took you so long? And that's kind of how it happens, right? Backup quarterback can sometimes be the most popular guy on the roster. Mike, do we have time for trivia? No? Yes? No, we don't. Wow. Okay. Here's the deal. We got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question coming up next. You want sports memorabilia, sports cards, Pokemon, Funko Pops, Legos. They got it at Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. Do me a favor. Go by. Tell them you heard about them here on the whole show. Trivia question has something to do with the Nuggets, kind of, and something that I said earlier today on the show. Get ready, because I want you in on this $20 gift certificate opportunity and potentially the $100 gift certificate opportunity and the signed jersey. We'll be right back.
What's happening in your community? Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, Good Morning NoCo is on it. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we got to do this quickly. The Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question of the day. I said it earlier. Be the first caller, and you'll be registered for the $20 gift certificate for Diamond Valley Collectibles and the $100 gift certificate, along with a signed jersey. I mean, you could make away like a bandit. I said it earlier on the show. Obviously, we know the Nuggets fired Michael Malone. Who was the team that fired him before the Nuggets? Where was he the head coach of before he became the head coach of the Denver Nuggets?
Which was it the team? Broncos?
It was not the Broncos. Which team was Michael Malone the head coach of before he was fired and then ultimately ended up with the Denver Nuggets? 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Who was the team?
It wasn't the Seattle Storm. That's a hint.
Okay. That's a good job, Mike. Call now. 970-353-1310. Who was the team that fired Michael Malone before the Nuggets did? Buy or sell. Coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.